Chris Swope. He's the Lansing City Clerk. Chris, how are you?
Terrific. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Before I talk to you about the main topic of discussion, I wanted to ask you about the upcoming election, how it affects, what's going to happen locally, when that is. Give us the details.
Well, the election is Tuesday, November 8th, and we've got three ballot proposals on the ballot this year, as well as half of our city council. So quite an impact locally. We've also got one-third of the school board for Lansing up for election. So a lot of local impact. The three ballot proposals, one of them is kind of a repeat of the proposal that failed in May to increase the millage rate in the city of Lansing. And another important one is the sale of the Red Cedar, or a portion, rather, of the Red Cedar golf course. So,
Chris, how many people do we expect to come out and vote?
We'll probably get about 12,000 to 15,000 voters out in this type of an election. So a lot higher than we had this past August, probably pretty similar to the number of people that came out in May of this year.
All right. Anything new happening with that from your end? Any new equipment? Any new policies and procedures?
No, the elections are pretty much status quo right now. You know, we've still got the laptops that we implemented about a year and a half ago that, in the long run, are really going to help speed the process, and they already have. But they're really a benefit to us.
All right, Chris. A recent court ruling has shut down many, if not all, of the medicinal marijuana facilities that people can go into and medicate, get their medication. I know that this has happened throughout the state. We recently had an owner of one of these facilities on the program, and she said that her, like many other of these business owners, have more than $1,000 that they each were supposed to give to the city in order to stay in business. And now that they have been shut down, which is, I believe, entering the third week, they want to know what's happening with that money. Can they get it back? And I was hoping you could enlighten us.
Well, it's still under review. You know, the city in the end of June passed an ordinance to require local licensure, and that was what the fee was for, was to pay background investigations, reviews of the buildings, and various things associated with reviewing that license. And, you know, we as a city aren't the ones that made this court decision that made what many of them were doing not legal under the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act. I think they had always presumed that the medical marijuana businesses presumed that they were acting lawfully, and we, you know, were under the same assumption that they would act lawfully with their licenses. And now the definition of what may be lawful has changed, and we're reviewing exactly how that impacts us. The ordinance that the city council passed says that it's non-refundable. But there are certain circumstances where it could be refundable, and I'm reviewing that with our city attorney's office.
So that's going to take you some time. Do we have a date set when you hope to have this information?
We don't. It you know, it could be soon. It could be a few more weeks. It's hard to predict with the research and discussions that we've had going. But it is definitely something that we're working on, and we understand their position. You know, we also understand that a lot of the money that was collected was actually, we started to do the investigation, so there were costs to the citizens of Lansing, and, you know, it's not my money. I'm a steward of that money, so, you know, it's important to me not only to look out for the best interest of the medical marijuana operator, but the residents of the city of Lansing.
Have you had many complaints or inquiries from these owners to get this money?
Pretty much only through the media. I've only had two or three contact me directly.
It usually happens. People call up on the radio and complain, but they're not making a phone call to Chris.
That's right.
All right. Chris Swope is the Lansing City Clerk. Chris, as always, thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.